Hello, hello, hello. It's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a while, love. Ever. I cannot do accents. Why do I even try? I feel like just the Kenyan-ness in me cannot let me do accents. Like, I feel like I can only do like a Black American one, but I'm not gonna do that because I don't want to embarrass myself. But anyways, welcome back to another podcast episode. This is episode 2 of Kinda Sucks. Today, gonna be talking about school. School is a scam. It's a scam that I am willingly paying for. Why? It generally makes me mad. Every time I wake up, I'm disappointed. Why am I still going to this school? So before we get into that, I feel like I just have to say thanks to everyone who's tuning in. I feel special. I feel like we have a connection. Like me and you, we have a connection. Like, yeah, we have a connection. Just know that. And I never edit anything. That's so funny. I think that's something that I sometimes forget. Actually, I never edit audios. I never edit my blog. Like, I just write it and hope for the best. Like right now, I just speak and I post. I don't know if you like, if you guys like it when there's music in the background. I'm gonna post this one without music because I'm trying something new. Like the most of the podcasts I've listened to have had no music in the back, but I kind of wanted it to be like, you know, aesthetic and, you know, the seven chakras or whatever. I don't know. I don't know. I just felt like that's the thing. But yeah, I'm just kind of starting to rethink it. I also don't like the name of the podcast. I don't know. Like I'm trying to find something new, but I just can't figure, I can't think of a song. I mean, what? A name. I can't think of a name that I want to name the podcast. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Let's start the rant. Let's talk about school. I mean, I've just had, no, yeah, we're on break right now for like 3 days. We have two more days left. I'm so happy. Relieved. Eh, I'll be having early mornings, late nights. I don't, it's not fun. But we just had like the worst oh, the worst week of our lives. Like we had three exams last week. That was chemistry, German, and what? Chemistry, German, and something else. I forgot. Maybe it'll come to me. Chemistry, German, and history. Yeah, that was intense. Absolutely intense. I swear that la the second page for history. Ah, wow. Never, like honestly, every time I do exams, I feel like exams have such like a huge worth for some reason. Why is my heart beating so fast? Just 'cause you are about to see how much I know about this subject. Like exams is not really, you know, it's just supposed to test you on how much you know, but it becomes so scary for some reason, you know. And some days you're just feeling off and you don't know the answer, and then you realize, oh my gosh, I knew it. Constant, like that feeling of giving in a paper and realizing you actually know the answer, like directly after, and you're just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I did not just do that. But we also got some pretty terrible exams. We got back our French exam, our biology exam, which was absolutely horrendous. Those were horrendous marks for sure. But the best ones, I think we got physics back and English, which is like those are pretty nice, and I have nothing to complain about there. But honestly, our school is on crack, is on actual crack. If you go to my, I mean, people who listen to this usually do go to my school, I guess. You know, like it's advanced. I go to an international school. I don't think it's advanced, like it's not called an advanced school, but once you start watching videos, university lectures to understand your chemistry homework, is when you start doubting yourself. You start doubting the school. You're like, did I really deserve to come here? Why am I putting myself through this stress? Like, it's unbearable. And it sucks because when we went into online schooling, that was insane. My report card just looked diabolical, absolutely diabolical. It wasn't the worst, like for sure, it was not like bad. Like I'm not, am I? Do I put my self-worth on my grades? I would like to say no, but then again, if I fail something, I'm not particularly happy about it. But I know like people. She knows herself. She's probably listening. She knows herself. She knows like who I'm talking about. She's in my class and she really like I can see I've never like what? She really like takes so much voice. I honestly have gotten really bad grades before. I don't really feel bad about it per se. Like I'm just like yeah, oh we're getting this next time. Like yeah, next time. And then next time I do good. Like that's the thing. I'm not really a studier. I don't like studying. Like I do it. Like I started doing it. It's the worst thing I've ever done in my life. Honestly, I'd rather work out. It's so bad. I honestly do not understand. Like, how do people do it? How do you just sit down and take out your pen? I sit down for like 30 minutes. I'm like, oh, this is fun. This is fine. And then I remember that Mad City by Kendrick Lamar exists. And then I try to memorize every single word. I've gotten halfway through. Okay. We're gonna learn the whole song. The next time Kendrick Lamar magically appears in Kenya, I'm gonna be on stage, bro. Like I know Compton. Me and Compton, I've lived there. I know the streets, bro. They know me. I rap Compton. Nah, but seriously, studying sucks. I hate studying, and it's just to pass this one exam, which I'm pretty happy about. That our school is like topic oriented, but also sucks because next year we're doing like this big exam that's absolutely advanced for no reason, and I don't understand why we have to do it, but we do it, and every single class has failed so far. Well, they've done good enough, so but the thing is that exam is highly advanced, like our school's advanced, but then that's like advanced. Like absolutely exaggerated, and I just don't. I don't want to do it. I just don't. It's giving me stress. It's giving me stress for no reason. I think we do it in French, math, German, and English, and it becomes such a big deal. Like you guys, like it's a whole ceremony, bro. Nah, but yeah, exams is just part of the school, like part of the school thing. That kind of sucks. They kind of suck. But I can't lie, getting that A. Getting that A just feels marvelous. It feels beautiful. It feels incredible. Nothing can express how I feel more than an A. Like when I get an A, I feel good. I feel good. It makes me feel warm, bro. I'll be going home. I'm showing my mom, and she's like, "Yeah." Well, actually, she's never that excited. She's just like, "Okay, good." And I'm like, "Really, really." But yeah, getting an A feels good. Because last year I was tanking. So, like, getting these good grades I've been getting, just thank the Lord. And honestly, just thank the Lord. Because last year was bad. Quarantine messed my grades up. But yeah, exams, honestly, people make such a big deal about them. I don't think that it should be like that. And I hate everyone who goes on American school and still says school is hard. I know someone who's like came from Kenya, went to a Kenyan school, and now they're in America, and we always text and like talk about exams all the time, and they're just like, this stuff is so easy. I don't understand why people are complaining. I think he said if you get into AP classes is when it actually becomes hard. Wait, no, that's wait, who told me that? No, someone else told me that. No. Both of them told me that. They're like, if you get into AP classes is when it actually becomes hard. But in general, yeah, like I know two people who moved one of like to another true America from Africa, and they're just like, ah, nah, that stuff is easy. And also, can I talk about how American schools do exams with what is it called? This thing. How do you say it? Options. They do it with options, like options. Like they have ABC. What do people call that? I don't understand. Okay, I've forgotten what it's called. But if you're an American complaining about school and your SATs are marked by a machine and you have options, just shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. The rest of the world is dying. The rest of the world, we're under stress. You, because at that point, you can't rely on anything. You know, when you have options. you can gauge, you can be like, like this one, I'm almost close to that one, so that can be the answer. Or you at least have an idea what's going on. Like in chemistry and physics, when you ask something and you absolutely have zero idea how it works, nothing can save you. It is just you and your brain and a D. I've actually never gotten a D in physics. Well, have I? Nah. Not on the report card. Nah. But like, let's not talk about that. Anyways, yeah, Americans have no room to talk about stress in school. I said it. I said it. But American schools do scare me. I feel like I see it on in the movies, and it just seems miserable. It does. It just does. It seems so miserable. Like if I compare Kenyan school and my school and American school, I'm like, I would rather go to a Kenyan school any day. Like, our school is fun, don't get me wrong. Like, this year I realized I really like our school. Like, our school is very fun. But an American one, like, they have football, American football, and they have cliques. And just, like, in American movies, the pupils are so rude to their teachers. Like, that's never gonna happen in a Kenyan school. That's never gonna fly. That's never gonna fly, bro. You get one hit on the head. You know, very quickly, very swiftly. And also my school's also like that. Nah, I can't say. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool. But American schools do scare me. I look at them, I'm like, I can't believe people actually go to those schools. Like, how is America real? Let me not go into American slander, because you know the rest of the world can definitely go in America. I got so sidetracked. Anyways, another thing I hate about school is the absolutely unnecessary drama. I can't. I'm done. I am done. Why are we acting like we're on Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Like, where's my confessional and where's my money for each episode? Because I can't do it. I just cannot. I like drama when I'm not involved. I feel like that's everyone's sentiment. You know, that's why watching reality TV shows is so fun, because you're not there. You're not there. But when you're in it, it becomes painful. There's just an irony in fighting over a boy that is so. That's why I don't believe in segregating like boys and girls schools. No, bring them all together. They'll see. It will literally make you not want to date. It will make you want to focus on school. You will want to graduate to get out of there. You just want to go it out. Because, nah, the drama in school is just too much. Plus the stuff that happened, just why? Where are your parents? Where are your parents? Are they doing their job? Do I need to call like some agency? Because people really at 13, I'm just why? 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 Why are 11-year-olds even dating? Like, it feels weird because I was 11 like 5 years ago. Which sounds insane to say. Like 5 years ago, I was 11. That's such a long time. Oh my gosh. And I can remember it like yesterday. But the drama in school is absolutely unnecessary. I don't like being in it. I've been in very many dramas, but I didn't want to be included. I love stirring the pot. I like asking questions. I like the gossip of it all. The gossip. But the thing is, in my school, we're so few that everyone kind of knows each other. So if something happened to you, I guarantee you, someone who's graduated last year knows about it. That's just how it's so insane. Like why are grade 12s asking for like class 5 drama? That's insane, honestly. But it happens, and I just see it such like, where are your books? Open up your notebooks. Yo, do your homework. Homework, oh my God. I'm just listing down things that I hate about school. Homework, one of them, completely unnecessary. Maybe maths. Like math homework. I mess with it. I mess with it. Of course, like you need to practice maths. We actually, oh my gosh, we have math homework. No. We do have math homework. Oh gosh, okay. That's so unnecessary. Why would he do that to us? Why? Why? But anyways, homework is so unnecessary because I come home late, and just thinking about doing homework makes me want to vomit. It makes me vomit. I just hate homework. Everything that's homework Why is it a thing? I don't think it should be a thing. I barely do it, to be honest. Because, yeah, like at school, we get actually very little homework. I think when it just becomes stressful when you realize you put off so many projects to like the last week they're due. Because my school loves giving us presentations. They love giving us presentations. What are they called? I don't even have to say that in English. A work plan. They love giving us work plan, worksheets, books to read. Like they just love it. They absolutely adore it. So when you push all this back, homework just seems like, yeah, that's the best thing that can happen. I'm looking at two books right now that I have to read for school. And one of them is in German. That teacher is so I don't understand. I don't understand. Yeah, but homework is so unnecessary. Speaking about teachers, some teachers are so insufferable. I cannot. We actually have very nice teachers now. I can't. There is no one I actually despise. Like, all my teachers right now are good. Not great, because great would be no homework and no learning. But my teachers right now are very nice. They're very understanding. I'm not really scared. Okay, maybe one. Everyone knows which one I'm talking about. But everyone else is so nice and so fun. Yeah. But yeah, like some teachers are just so bad. I think in general, even with teaching, there's something that's just sometimes a teacher just doesn't work for you. I remember like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, there was a math teacher who used to teach us, and she was like, she worked for other people, she just never worked for me. Honestly, I don't understand how I was even passing those exams. Like, I never got like a bad grade, I never got anything below a B, which is insane because I understood nothing. Like, I can tell you, like, with her, I understood nothing. I had no idea what was happening in maths. I was confused. There was confusion. There was just utter confusion. I had no idea what was happening. And then the next year, we got a teacher. And everyone in my school knows this teacher because this teacher just works wonders. He works wonders. Like, I had no idea what was going on. We had been learning with that teacher for like 3 years. I was so confused. He comes the first like week and I know everything. I understand everything clearly. Clearly. What kind of sorcery is that? Like, he is so good. He's so good. But he's leaving this year, which sucks. Because I thought I was gonna have him for like my last year of high school, but he's not gonna be there, which sucks, to be honest. So yeah, but like that's so funny, because I feel like some people just don't have the right teacher, so they don't get good grades, you know? And that sucks. It just sucks, because I had no idea what was going on in maths for like the longest, and then he came and suddenly I'm Einstein, suddenly I'm answering these questions. Like, I was feeling good. I was feeling very good. Like, I got like all A's in every test, in every exam with him. We had him only for 1 year, which is so disrespectful. So disrespectful. And that year, Corona came. So I could have been learning those formulas for volumes, whatever. That actually, geometry is the worst part of mathematics. I do not care who you are, I'm telling you, and you shall accept my opinion. Nothing is worse. Nothing is worse. No, everything else, absolutely incredible. We get to geometry, I suck. It's actually insane. It's insane how bad I suck at geometry. There are so many formulas, so much drawing. I'm not, no, please, just no. No, too much. Another subject that sucks is like sports. I'm not bad at it, but our school takes it so seriously. It's funny because I just don't care. I feel like it should be one of those subjects that are just voluntary. Do you want to be healthy? No, then don't join, to be honest. So, and we do like the worst. We do like the worst. We have like the worst timetable. We have to do swimming and running. Well, athletics. And athletics is just the worst. Like, swimming, kind of fine, I guess. I don't really care about it that much. Like, I can swim. I can survive. That's all I know. All I know is that I can survive. That's all you need, to be honest. That's all you need to know. Like, they take it so seriously for what reason? Do you not survive? Can you survive if you went to a river? Yeah, I can. I can stay afloat, you know? So, and then athletics. Athletics is just the most humiliating sport. It is so humiliating. Don't Running, the bane of my, just the bane of my existence. I don't understand how people run. I do not understand marathon runners at all. Because whenever I do it in school, I really want to die. Like, my heart just wants to jump out of my body. It's insane. I just don't like it. And I am actually surprised people are good at sports. Because how? Which is so ironic. Because I'm Kenyan. And, like, Kenya is known for having, like, runners. Not me. Not me. God said no. God said no. I suck at sports. It's insane. Actually, why do I say I suck? I'm not that bad. Like, I've actually never gotten such a bad. I have, but that was when I didn't like. Nah, those were the bad years. Those were the once upon a time years. The don't look back. If you look back, you know, you're gonna turn to salt. Those kinds of years. Those years were bad, and like life was just not going the best. I can't lie. So I wasn't like really particularly good. Like, 'cause with sports and physical activity, how you feel on the inside honestly matches your outside. So if you don't feel good inside, you're not gonna be good at something. You can't even work out. That's why when you're like depressed, working out is hard, or you wake up feeling bad, you're not gonna work out because your body just doesn't feel like it. Yeah. But to be honest, I hate sports. I do. Every time I think I love it when I play basketball and hockey. Hockey is my absolute favorite sport because I'm good at it. Because I'm naturally good at that sport. And I don't ask me to play professionally because I can't. I only can do it in school. And I was surprised I was good at it, to be honest, because I had never played it in my life and I was scared because we have the school day where you play hockey and football. I think it's hockey and football and then basketball sometimes. I don't even understand how school works. And I think volleyball as well. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But it was the first time and I'd never played hockey in my life and I was so scared. I was scared. And then I picked like the hockey stick and I was so surprised that I was good. Like, we made it to like the semi-finals and stuff. I messed up a penalty. Don't want to think about that. Let's not think about that because that is it's a moment I'll never forget. I'll never forget. I felt so bad. Oh my gosh. Because everyone was like, oh my gosh, you're so good. Like, you're going to do great. And then you missed a penalty. And I was like, why? 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 Yeah, so I like hockey. I absolutely adore it. I adore it as a sport. I think it's insanely entertaining. It makes me mad. It makes me so mad when someone sucks at it. You get so competitive doing hockey. It's insane. But football, made it to the finals. Was absolutely surprised about that. I'm not gonna talk about it because I just don't like that sport. I like watching it sometimes. So yeah. And then I'm gonna tell you guys a nightmare. A nightmare story that happened in school. A few years ago, there was no water. Because this is Nairobi. This is, they said, they really said third world country. Like, the government just said, we don't care about y'all. Yeah, have no water. As a girl. I don't think you understand. I'm so traumatized. I can't even speak. The stuff I saw in that bathroom was just diabolical. It was insane. It was intense. I've never seen anything. Nothing. It like those bathrooms during that time and just live in my nightmares. Every time I remember what I saw, like as a girl, we just oh, the bathroom. The bathroom's supposed to be a safe space, like you know. But honestly, I do have to agree. The girls' bathroom way cleaner than the boys. I went there once and I was shook. I was like, oh my God, what is happening here? What is happening? That place is insane. Yeah, so girls' bathroom doing great when there's water. When there's no water, then don't. I usually go to the bathroom in between, like not when there's break, because like you're not even gonna use the bathroom to be honest if there's break, because there's so many people there. I go in class, like in class, if it's a teacher that allows me. Honestly, why do I have to ask if I can do go do nature? To be honest, you know, I think it's absolutely insane how a teacher will ask you or tell you you had break. Okay, I didn't feel like peeing then. Like, gosh, should I tell my bladder to control itself? Like, Jesus Christ. Also, I feel like as a girl, I shouldn't even have to ask. I feel like I should just be allowed to get my bag and leave and be like, yeah, I'm going to the bathroom, I'm coming back right now. There should be no questions asked. I don't think we should be even asking questions to go to the bathroom. And if you know, if you feel, if a teacher feels comfortable, like you should tell them where you're going. Cool. But don't say no. Teachers who say no to go in the bathroom, why? 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 Like, there's no reason to be that. Like, I can't control my bladder myself. I wish I didn't have to go to the bathroom because they're filthy. Like, I don't want to go. I just have to. Like, there's. Honestly. Like, I think this is like the last point I have about why school sucks. No, it's not the last. It's very much not last. But the lunch in my school, it just needs a moment of silence, to be honest. It needs a moment of silence. It's not bad. Like, it's not the worst, but it can be bad. Like, it can be horrible. It can be absolutely terrifying. And for them, like, I feel like that food, like, they just need to make it Kenyan. Like, African food just tastes so good. And they never take notes. They don't take notes. I don't think you understand. Eating potatoes every single day sucks. I just don't like mashed potatoes. Like, it's. They just make them differently than what I like. I like them salted. That's it. I like nothing else with mashed potatoes, just salt. That's it. And it has to be like a bit hard. Like, theirs is so soft. I don't like that. Like, I like it hard. Anyway. Oh my God. Yeah, the food is bad. Sometimes it's good when they serve chapati. Everyone likes chapati. If you don't like chapati, no. That's all I have to say with you. No. With you, to you, to you. No. You can't not like chapati. It's illegal. It's illegal. It's illegal. Yeah, so school lunch is insane. I've never liked anything. Like, it's very rarely. And it's such a disappointment that, you know, you're in class and you're just so hungry. You're thinking, you're looking at the time, and like, when is one reaching? And you're just looking at that time, and you're like, gosh. And then you get there, and it's like the worst food you've ever tasted in your life, and you have sports next, and you just wanna cry. That's the feeling I get every Thursday. Thursday, I got to the dining, whatever. Hall cafeteria, and I hope to see something great. And I don't. And our school's food is so expensive. I'm telling you, when we have like snacks in the cafeteria, those I never even buy them because I just know I can get them for cheaper. Why are you selling chapati for 100 shillings? Let's first of all, why are you people buying them? Why are people buying them? I'm telling you, capitalism. 100 shillings, something that I used to eat for 10 bob. No. Could never be me. Could never be me. But people actually buy them. But it's fine. They can afford to. Me, I can't. Me, I can't. Miss Swayze. I can't buy chapati for 100 shillings. Yeah. I think that comes to the end of my rant. Now, I think I'm just gonna do the philosophical stuff. Because, you know, I try to be a bit Aristotle. You know, a little bit. And I just want to talk about, like, the aspect of society and how it plays a role in the fact that we have to go to school. One of the things that I really just don't enjoy about school is how much time we spend in it. As much as it's enjoyable, like going to uni and making friends and whatever, or being in high school and being in these cliques and making friends that you will forget in 10 years, it's insane. It's an insane amount of time to be in school. You're in school like since you're 3 to, you know, depending on what course you do, it could be up to like 30. You know, if you're doing medicine, congrats, congratulations. I wish you all the best, but me, I can't do it. I can't. Maybe I'll do it, I don't know. And then you have to get a PhD and you're like 50 or something at some point. And that's such an, because we have in Kenya, our mortality rate is it called mortality rate? Mortality rate, mortality age, death expectancy. What? I don't even know what it's called. But I was 63 years, so it's a very short time. We have like 63 years, which is insane. Spending at least half of that in school and like being stressed out with all the memories that come with it, is that really worth it? I just don't know. I'm not gonna lie, like the school I'm in opened up a lot of doors to me. Like, I don't think I would even be doing a podcast or like having a blog or making a YouTube video if I did this. Also, I'm releasing songs, so go listen to them. But I don't know how you spend so much time in that school. It's insane, especially like Kenyan schools. Me, I don't know if I agree with, like, they would go to boarding school, wake up at 4, stay to up till 9, just like studying. It's not that deep. Like, why? Like, such a long time. And the thing is, we can't really get out of this thing that we've created, because that's the society we live in, you know? School is not necessary. I'm gonna say that. School is my plan B, to be honest. I can't lie. It's a safety net, in that I understand that the goals in life that I want to achieve require education or require you to be knowledgeable in this field. And in this field, you get money, and you will need to have some sort of certificate, some type of skill level. And that's what school is supposed to help you with, skills. But it's just so complicated. It's like a boost, I would say. I feel like life is tough, and education is a boost, you know? Some people who didn't have an education, although they're successful, will be like, yeah, like I wish I had one, or will definitely stress this fact to their kids. I think it would be very, how do I say this? It'd be very hypocritical of me to say that school isn't helpful. You know, I don't think it's necessary. I just think it's absolutely helpful, because my parents, if I look at where they've come from, I think most of our parents, if you know, if you're listening to this and you either have immigrant parents or African parents, they can tell you where they've come from. And how they've got here was insane and intense, and it was just helped by the fact that they actually could go to school. So it would be hypocritical of me to say that. People saying, oh, school doesn't help. But it does, because we have the evidence and it's statistically proven. But all this comes to the thing that we all like to blame everything: capitalism. How does capitalism have to play a role in this? We all want gain, we all want money. And to get that money, we will do everything that it takes, you know, legally. I hope. And with that coming to go, you have to go to school so you can get a job and get that money so you can actually afford to live in this world. And right now we live in a capitalistic society. I'm not gonna say it's wrong or right. I just think that's where we've come, that's where we've reached. I don't have a problem. I mean, I have a problem with it, because I just don't want to do school. Like, I wish I could get rich from doing nothing, but that's not how life works, and I have to accept that. I honestly just like doing nothing, and if I could earn money doing nothing, I would do it, you know. But it's just like that. Capitalism has, you want to travel, you gotta get to school, maybe become something that earns you a lot of money, and study towards it, you know. That's basically it. Yeah, but school is fun. I think I just get confused on what the goal of school is, and I honestly, this is coming so deep. Like, I feel so philosophical. Like, I should be a professor right now. I think I started thinking about this because I was at university in math class, and just like, what is this going to help me with? Honestly, what will I ever need this in? You know, triangles, rectangles, don't care about them. Never understand when I will need them. And I start to ask questions like, why do I need this? As you know, like, my personality, I'm not even gonna front, you know, I'm not gonna flex my personality type. But yeah, let me just leave it at that. But my personality really inquires. I like a person that I'm a person who inquires a lot. So the why for me is very important. We then started speaking about quantum physics, and quantum physics is a very interesting topic, I think, because we don't quantum physics is insane because it's not really what it is, like it's just what it could be. Like we are trying to get to what it is. That's what quantum physics is. And we're thinking about how people just don't know the answers to stuff and time and stuff like that. And I was having an existential crisis because I was like, oh my gosh, why am I here? Who is this? Who made this? Why are people in pain? Like, this is, you know, I was just having the whole crisis. And why school exists is basically so that someone learns something new. That's for me, I think. It's not that everyone learns something new. I think if you think about physics and how it gradually and has surely developed, that's the whole point of school, is that there will be a brilliant mind between all of us, that who makes up something new, who says this is it, this is that. That's the whole point. But then again, why is that really important? Let me not start the why are we here argument. I just know that school is a scam. That is my mantra. I wake up every day, I look up and I'm like, damn, like I'm really going to school. Like, wow. I'm really going to spend so much time learning. Yeah. Anyways, that's been it for today. Quick little rant. Hope you have a great week. I love being home. I wished it never stopped, to be honest. I would love living in the woods alone for the rest of my life without having to think about school, because school sucks. Yeah. And goodbye. Follow me on Instagram. I don't even have my Instagram bio here, but bye.